Hi everyone, this is Dana Marie, and I'm actually not recording the usual Intuitive Guidance Psychic podcast today. Today is Wednesday, May 19th, 2010. This is the impromptu, out-of-sequence podcast, and I'm sort of like bracing for a certain feline to enter my back room here, but that is no longer going to be the case. Today, Maggie Cat made her transition. And if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, from time to time, you would have heard Maggie pitching in her little two cents in the background whenever I do a prayer or a reading or a meditation or something. Maggie would just come around and chime in. Maggie has, her health, actually, had been declining for a little while, but the, took a turn for the worse last night, in which her body was ready for transition, but Maggie's spirit wasn't ready for transition. She was fighting to stick around as long as she could, but I took her to the vet this morning. My thanks to Armory Dog and Cat Hospital in the Bronx for their compassion and their assistance. Took Maggie there, and after a series of tests, it was determined that Maggie's body temperature was way below normal, way below. She was severely dehydrated, and one of her kidneys had already failed. So at that point, and since Maggie was at least over 20 years old, the doctor assisted with her transition with a very humane euthanasia. I can't even speak. Having the Maggie around me and in my life since 1990 up until today, we've had our ups and downs and highs and lows and good and bad. But there's one thing I must say about Maggie Cat was that she always remained very loyal to me and extremely faithful, as most pets are to their owners, especially if you treat the pet as well as you could. There were times in which I was very frustrated with Maggie, for one thing or another, and I'm going through some personal changes myself in terms of looking for a job and whatnot, but anyway, I'm just hoping that Maggie has forgiven me for losing my temper here and there, but I believe when she realizes that she doesn't have to fight staying alive anymore and she can really enjoy being in the feline or cat and dog or animal spirit realm, that she can chase all the little fairy mice and the little birdie angels and to her heart's content, and she'll be just as rambunctious and playful and loud and prima donna-ish as she was just a couple of years ago. So it is with heavy heart that I am announcing Maggie's transition. It's going to be a long time before I even consider getting another pet, of course. But I know that as long as I'm alive, I'm always going to have a pet, preferably a cat, of course. Who knows? I may even get a dog. I always told Maggie, since she always acted like a dog, I might as well get a dog after she decides to cross over. So, I don't know, maybe that's an option for much later on down the road. I received this little poem from the animal hospital attached to Maggie's cremation receipt here. Maggie is being cremated, and I'm going to be getting her remains in about a week or so. And what I'm planning to do with a few friends is having a little garden ceremony at one of the local parks close to where I used to live in Upper Manhattan, because while Maggie was around, She actually spent most of her years living with me in Upper Manhattan at two separate locations, so it would be appropriate to have her remains scattered or whatever for a proper ritual at one of the parks over there. So anyhow, the poem attached to this receipt for the cremation is called Rainbow Bridge, and I will do my best to recite this poem. As hard as it is after having lost a pen not even 2 hours ago. Just this side of heaven is a place called Rainbow Bridge. When an animal dies that has been especially close to someone here, that pet goes to the Rainbow Bridge. There are meadows and hills for all our special friends so they can run and play together. There is plenty of food, water, and sunshine, and our friends are warm and comfortable. All the animals who had been ill and old are restored to health and vigor. Those who were hurt or maimed are made whole and strong again, just as we remember them in our dreams of days and times gone by. The animals are happy and content, except for one small thing. They each miss someone very special, someone who was left behind. They all run and play together, but the day comes when one suddenly stops and looks into the distance. His bright eyes or her bright eyes are intent. His eager body begins to quiver. Suddenly, he breaks away from the group, flying over the green grass, faster and faster. You have been spotted. And when you and your special friend finally meet, you cling together in joyous reunion, never to be parted again. The happy kisses rain upon your face, or licks, and your hands again caress the beloved head, and you look once more into those trusting eyes, so long gone from your life, but never absent from your heart. Then you cross the Rainbow Bridge together. Written by author unknown. And yes, I was with Maggie when she was being euthanized. I was in the private room, and she was fighting it then. And then I told her that it was okay and that Archangel Kitty Cat Michael and all of the kitty cat angels and dog angels and birdie fairies and micey fairies and all of that were waiting for her arrival. And so she let go at around 12:15 this afternoon, Eastern. So that's it. This was a surprise podcast, but considering how Maggie has been so influential in my life and in this podcast in particular, it's only fitting to announce that she may transition today. I will have a regularly scheduled podcast, so to speak, perhaps within a week or so. I do have a few reading requests to do for the podcast, so I will do one at least probably around the 23rd or so, but as of now, I'm still not working full-time, so I can do the podcast whenever. And for those of you listening to this podcast, if you didn't know, Doreen Virtue herself will be appearing at the... Oh, forgive me. Where's my paper? She will be appearing at the Mind Body Spirit Expo this Saturday, May 22nd, for a Healing with the Angels workshop from 2 to 5 in Voorhees, New Jersey. And myself and a friend... Is that even grammatically... grammatical? Oh, I haven't had much sleep, as you can tell. my friend Yvonne and I are going to attend to see Doreen in person, because it's very rare that Doreen comes to this side of the Atlantic, or well, should I say on the East Coast. Hello. And my tickets just fell on the floor. Oh no. So if you are if you're in the area and would like to see Doreen, I'm not sure if tickets are available, to be honest with you, because we purchased ours quite a while ago. But you can go to mindbodyspiritexpoallonword.com, or you can call 215-627-0102 for more information if you want to check out Doreen. The Best American Psychics is definitely having a booth there. I won't be working the booth. I'm just going to the expo as a spectator to see Doreen. If you're planning to go already and would like to meet with my friend Yvonne and I, send me an email. Maybe we can meet up somewhere at the expo. info@intuitivedana.com. So that's it, my friends. I'm going to be in mourning for a bit, as you can very well understand. It's hard losing a pet. This is the first real pet I ever had. I never had any other pets but Maggie. And she would be truly missed, even if she did get on my nerves a few times. I'm sure I got on her nerves a few times as well. So we're even. And if you still have your pet with you, love and cherish him or her or them. And until next time, peace, many blessings, love and light to you. Namaste.